the man.
Back like we never left, D-Hall.
One of the biggest shows of the year. I'm so excited. It's just going to be me and you tonight hanging out. We got so much to get into. First things first, how was Double A Whipfield's?
Double A Whipfield's was awesome, man. I had a front row seat there. Was there all day Friday, all day Saturday. Saw a ton of good wrestling, as we all know. Saw some upsets. Saw a lot of stuff we expected. Saw some great matches. Some 25-point scored matches. Some 1-0 matches. I mean, saw it all, which, yeah, you know, we expected to see it every year. So it was good, and I expect the same, if not better, this Friday and Saturday for the AAA Whipfield's at Cannon Mac.
No doubt. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. We're going to get right into all that here in a minute. I printed out my brackets. I got most of them filled out.
Did you get a pen and paper? Did you get a pen and paper, Donnie?
Dude, I'm like,
you made my day.
Maybe I just gave away the first round there for my picks, but the first wait. But man, I'm excited. This is like the biggest show of the year. We have so much to dive into, and you know, so much to recap. And we're gonna talk a lot about Double A tonight. So you guys are hanging out with us, just settle in, you know, come hang out, and just, you know, we're gonna be diving all into the Double A, and then we're gonna switch over. We're gonna give our picks. Kaz, it's just gonna be a great show. What do you think, brother? We'll hit the intro music.
Let's do that, my man.
All right.
Welcome to the Neophiles Web Video Show, where D'Al and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D.
All right, brother, man. So, like we talked about off the top, we'll talk about the Double A Whipfield's, which were awesome. You know, it was really cool, and I had a couple people tweeting at me, and I didn't want to give the wrong answer. I did not know that Double A Whipfield's were on Float, which was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't either. I had somebody tweet at me as I was there, asking if they were on, and I was like, nope. You know, Follow Flow Arena, or, you know, some people live tweeting that. I had no idea. And then Matt Taylor was the one who out in the eastern part of the state was like, dude,
he doesn't miss the trick.
They're on Flow. And I had looked on Flow. I didn't see anything. And then there was like, oh, shit, they are on Flow. Mm-hmm. So I was sending it out. I was like, yeah, guys, you want to tune in? Like, here they are. So it was nice to be able to go back and watch some of this stuff. Because once you're there, you can't watch every match that you want to see. So it was nice to be able to go back and check some stuff out.
Right, which is key. And I was able to follow along. I got jammed up with work all weekend and I wasn't able to get out, which sucked. But that being on Flow, was able to, you know, sneak away and watch some of it, which was great. So what do you want to do? You want to start off, you want to just go weight by weight, and we'll run through Double A, kind of talk about where they fit in the Southwest regional as well too.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll start at 107. So the top eight advanced to the Southwest Regionals, which are this weekend at Altoona High School, District 5, 6, and 7 combined. Your champ at 107 was Cam Baker out of Burrell. He was your runner-up last year. Defeated Bruce Andercheck 4-2 out of Quaker Valley. Third, Javion Chambers of Highlands. Fourth, Tucker Main and McGuffey. Victor Wagner, fifth from North Catholic. Sixth was Darius Simmons. Seventh, Angelo Bonney, younger brother of Antonio. And eighth was Archer Brewer of Laurel. A lot of freshmen and sophomores in here. But seeds kind of held up here. You know, Baker and Andercheck were the 1-2 seed, and, you know, they met in the finals. So, and that was a very good finals match between those two.
And that's kind of like, that was the collision course that we were waiting for all year, right? We wanted to see those two. I feel like those two were kind of the stalwarts of that weight, and it was good to see them in a good matchup in the finals. Like you said, just a little bit too much for Baker, but I expect Andercheck to do, you know, really good things, you know, in the Southwest Regional. So talk about the process, Kaz. How many spots are available in the Southwest regional bracket to make it to Hershey.
So there's six qualify to Hershey from the Southwest regional. It's a 17 man bracket at regionals. There's one pigtail match, and that pigtail goes into the one seed. Like I said, District 7 or the Whitfield takes 8 qualifiers into the Southwest region. District 6 takes 6 guys, so there's 14, and District 5 brings 3 there. District 5 smaller. There's only like 10 teams in District 5, but yep. You do have like Chestnut Ridge, who is historically really good in District 5, so there's a couple quality teams in there along with Chestnut Ridge. And then District 6 is your kind of Johnstown area, your McCourt, your Forest Hills.
Which, yeah, we know what they bring.
Yeah, your Cambrias, all those type of teams.
We're going to get into, I'm sure, here in a little bit on some of their seeds and that whole process, which I don't understand, Kaz, but, you know, I have it explained to me in many different ways, and I still don't understand it, but it is.
Yeah, the Southwest Regional, they seed the top, like the champs, but that's it. And then it's predetermined. And I don't like it. You don't like it. Nobody likes it. That's how they do that. And it's because how they do it, whoever the 3 seed is, who you beat in the finals is automatically the 4. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, nothing against District 5, if it's not a Chestnut Ridge kid, usually the District 5 champ is the 3 seed, which then puts their runner-up as the 4 seed, and their runner-up shouldn't be the 4 seed.
Yeah.
You know, 9 times out of 10.
Yep.
At the end of the day, it all plays out. I actually thought the AA Southwest regional brackets looked pretty good. I feel like I've ran through them, made some stuff, and I think – you know, the 6 guys who I think are going to get through, I think are going to get through either way. But it was weird seeing some of the ones, like, because they base a lot off of, not a lot, but they base some off of last year in points.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, Bishop McCourt didn't have right season. So, like, Jax Forest was, like, the 3 seed.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But
I just feel like there's a common sense element that needs to go into account. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. How hard could it be? Whatever.
I agree. I mean, the kid's a world gold medalist. Like,
yeah, common sense. That's what I'm saying. All right, Kaz, 114 in the Whippy. You want me to run it down real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Anthony Mucci of Derry takes home the championship over Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston in a close 3-2 match. Drake McClure takes 3rd place. Austin Kazanovic of Avonworth takes 4th. McClure of Bentworth there. Carter Thomas of Burrow takes 5th. Noah Collins of West Green takes 6th. Logan Ketzel of Laurel takes 7th. And Alex Medlin of Best Center takes 8th. Kaz, for me, was it the third or at least the 3rd time that Jordan Williams and Drake McClure met up there in the semis, and Drake McClure gets it done, puts himself in the finals?
Yeah, Williams gets to the finals.
That's what I'm sorry. Yeah, Williams. Yeah.
And I think McClure has gotten him the past 2 times.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant.
In the section finals.
I think he was 2-0, right?
They wrestled in Burgesstown, the Shark Houston tournament to start the year.
Houston tournament and the section tournament, I think. So that I think both matches were 1-0.
And that semis match was really good. Williams ended up winning 4-1. That was one of the better semi matches. And then Mucci got it done in the finals. He looked really good. I tell you what, the Mucci semi with that Kosanovic, it was 9-4, but that Kosanovic battled. Like that was a really good match. I feel like most people kind of penciled Mucci into the finals. I know I did.
Kosanovic's tough, man.
But yeah, he didn't go away without a fight. So I'll give that kid credit. Yeah, Mucci, 1 of 3 Derry champs. Looked really good doing that. And he's in a decent spot in that Southwest bracket. I think he can really do some damage and make some noise in that bracket next week, or this week, I'm sorry, a couple days actually.
I agree. Okay, brother, where are we at? 121.
121, your champ, Antonio Bonney of Central Valley. He wins his 2nd. 2nd place, Mason Wright of Best Center. 3rd was Emmett Wolf. those seeds were flipped. Wolf was a two, Wright was a three. Wolf has that win over Wright, but Wright flipped it in the semis. Luca Rosa of Burl took fourth. Giovanni Beatrice of Derry took fifth. Beatrice was unseeded and went and took fifth in his bracket.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
So good for him.
Love that.
Sean Robertson took sixth out of Fort Cherry. Anthony Esposito of Montour seventh. And Daniel Smith eighth. Bonnie kind of ran his way through this bracket. I mean, he won
a dog, dude. He looks so good.
Yeah. I mean, he won 8-1 in the finals. He's up, what, two weight classes from last year?
Yeah. I
think filled out.
Right,
yeah. So. He filled out really nice. Like, he's not tiny for the weight at all.
So he's good. Got the two seed on the Southwest region.
Yeah, and the one seed is
Baney.
Baney, yes, which I don't think they've wrestled this year.
I had to check. Not sure.
That 121 bracket is pretty tough. I mean, the District 6 121s, you have Baney, Sledgenowski from McCourt. I think Darlington took fourth. And then who took third? Oh, Garshnick, who we saw pin Louis Gill at the Brookfield Duels. Like, there's four really good guys out of that one district. Like, District 6 put a very quality product into the Southwest region at this weight. And then you throw Bonnie in there and these other guys. It's one of the more competitive weights in the Southwest region on paper to me. So
yeah,
that's one definitely to look out for.
Gotcha. Okay. 127. Chris Fargo goes out and wins the championship for the Bentworth boys. Chris Fargo over Nico Fanella, 7-2 decision. Nico Fanella of Indiana, Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Don Lindsay of Central Valley, third and fourth place, respectively. Julian Perducci of Burrow takes fifth. Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown takes sixth. Brett Klim of Derry takes seventh. And Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks takes eighth. Kaz, I guess for me, the top three, top four here are kind of a little bit separated. They're very, like, especially the top two. I really wanted to see what would happen with Vargo and Fanella. Vargo just continues his path, man. I feel like he's on a mission, and he looked fantastic in this tournament.
Yeah, he did. And I'll tell you what, the Fanella Bar semifinal match.
It looked great. Yeah,
one of the best matches of the one of the best matches of the tournament. Yeah. Barr gave him everything he could handle. That was a great match. So if you're bored tonight, go back on Flow and watch the Lucas Barr, Nico Fanella semis match. Really good. But yeah, Vargo looked incredible in the finals. I thought Vargo Fanella was on paper one of the two or three, what I would have called feature matches of the finals. And Vargo looked damn good, man.
He's something special, and I think that they got a whole group of them, right, that are going to Edinburgh. Him and there's a couple of the Burgettstown boys that are going, and I think their 89 pounders going. Whatchamacallit?
Vitaly
Daniels. It's just a nice little group up there from Matt Hill. I think, and especially, I mean, Vargo, he seems like he's on a tear, man.
Edinburgh has those true freshmen up there now with Eli Makel, Brody Evans, and Ferraro. Brody Evans wrestled on Sunday against Penn State in the duel. Edinburgh's doing a nice job with, you know, getting these WPIL guys.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, there's nice talent, and I think that there's a nice little group that's going up there. So where are we at, Kaz?
We're at 133.
I believe you're up, my friend.
Your champ was Jack Cazales out of Quaker Valley. Second, Parker Senepal of Burgettstown. Third, Tyler Clark of Fraser. Fourth, Carter Putt of Indiana. Fifth was Dustin Kerr out of Hampton. Sixth, Anthony Orlandini out of Montour. Seventh, Jake Stewart of Burrow. And eighth, Seth Burns of West Green. Another one of those matches on paper. Kind of all year, people looked at Cazales and Senepal. Clark put, or they were always in the mix. You know, they're really good, but I feel like most people had Senepal and Cazales in the finals. And one of the best matches I've ever seen Cazales wrestle. I mean, he looked great in all aspects there. Yeah, and Senepal's no joke. I mean, Senepal's a state placer,
100 match winner.
Yeah. Was very impressed with Cazales, you know, in that match. Clark fights back to take third. Another semis match. It was really good. Santa Paul beat Clark 3-2 in the semis. Another really good match. If I remember correctly, Clark, they were on their feet late in the match. Clark was fighting for a takedown, couldn't get it. But that was a really good semis match. But I believe all eight guys here were the top eight seeds, or the eight placers were the top eight seeds. I believe Burns might have been the 9 seed, but 8, 9 seed. To me, that's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to call it an upset at that point in the game, but I mean,
still. I'll call anything an upset, but I won't call a 9 over an 8 an upset.
I agree. That's yeah, just 5 and 4 is close for me too. You know,
yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Correct.
Does that, phrase, right. does that phrase work there?
Tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
Something kind of like that.
Oh man, those are some dad jokes. We're definitely on the dad
jokes. I got right some there. Good dad jokes.
Yeah, those are keys. Well, yeah, of course. That's the whole thing about dad jokes. The only people that think they're good are the dads. Okay, 139 pounds. The Burl Bach Cooper Hornock goes out and wins the championship over Gavin Suica in a close 3-1 decision. Aiden Buford of Highland takes third. Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon takes fourth. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward takes fifth. Matt Dana of Quaker Valley takes sixth. Joseph Longguy of Mount Pleasant takes seventh. And Ryder Goh of Southside takes eighth. Cooper Hornack goes out and wins a nice championship there. He continues. He's another one, I think, that has a good shot to get there. I know that there's some tough boys at the next level after this tournament, but nonetheless, he's rounding in the championship form.
Yeah, he is. He wrestled a really good tournament, was tested in here, came out, you know, on top. Him and Suica had a really good finals match. Burford looked really good in the tournament. I want to say he was like the 6th seed, went all the way to third. And his only loss of the tournament was to Hornack in the semis. Boyer, the freshman out of Elizabeth Ford's tough. Him and Waitman wrestled in the quarters.
Elizabeth Ford got some guys, buddy.
Yeah, and Waitman beat him, but it was a really good match. Ryder Joe, he wasn't seated. He placed. Yeah, Hornack wins his 3rd title, caps off a good whip, a very good whip eel career, and he has, you know, 2 more tournaments left. He came into school today, and his right eye is just, like, completely black and blue. I was like, that's tough, man. Like, that looks real good.
He's like, yeah.
Thanks, I know. nice old shiner hey, there.
Got to use your head first, right?
And we got to give Gavin Suica credit. I mean, and Cooper put on a hell of a show in that finals match. So, you know, credit to both of those kids. Love to see them both in the finals here, you know, this week too. But yeah, they put on a very good show. So credit to both of those young men for that match.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I was really, really interested to see that match and, you know, just see if that Cooper can keep it going. And like I said, it seems like he's running the championship form. I'll be really interested to see what he does the next couple of weeks.
145. This was one of the funnest in the world.
Yeah, man. It looks like it was just blown up.
Yeah, it was. Mason Horwat, freshman out of Derry. Kid's freaking unbelievable. He wins at 5-1 over Rook Smith of Montour. Cole Doppelhauer takes 3rd. Owen Ibchick takes 4th. Gabe Lilly 5th. Jameson Paclembo 6th. Jack Diemert 7th. Callio Zanella 8th. These were the top 8 seeds, and they finished in the top 8. Rook Smith beating Paclembo in the semis. Doppelhauer and Ibchick wrestled in the quarters, and I tweeted it was the best match of the tournament. They beat the living snot out of each other.
Yeah, the quarters on, it was great.
Oh my God. And if you look at it, like, Horwat, Smith, Doppelhauer, Ibchick, like, they're all right there. Paclembo, Callio, Dimer, like, it's a very deep weight. Like, there were kids in this weight class that are pretty good wrestlers, that are regional caliber wrestlers in my eyes that didn't qualify. And then Doppelhauer and Ibchick wrestled for 3rd and 4th. I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome. You get to watch it again. Ibchick won the first match in the quarters. Doppelhauer ended up getting, you know, the one for third and fourth. But, man, right, that freshman out of Derry, kid is really
everything
good.
Everything is advertised, huh, bub?
Really good under pressure.
I got to figure out. I'm sure he's probably a young guns boy. I'm sure that there's a couple of nice little clubs out there. There's like
he's related to he's Mickey Phillippe's like nephew or cousin,
right? And then there's like there's a club out there. Shout out Travis Schaefer, former Pit Boy, former UPJ boy. I know that he helps out at a club. I think it's called like Rough House Wrestling. I know that that's like right there in Derry. So there's a bunch of like little spots. I'm sure that he goes out and gets some work in. But man, you're not lying. He's impressive.
Yeah. Very fun to watch. Up to buck 52.
Yep, 152 pounds, Kaz. We see Rudy Brown go out and win the championship over Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Ford, Rudy Brown of Burgettstown. That is Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant takes third. Kyron Beasley of Highlands takes fourth. Ben Cotullo of Burrell takes fifth. Alex Wiley of Riverview takes sixth. Alan Danner of Hampton takes seventh. And Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley takes eighth. Rudy Brown, we see him, you know, over the course of the year, he's taken some losses. I know that he took a couple at the Burgettstown tournament, or at least one, I remember. But goes out and gets the championship here. Man, this is another weight class that was, you know, I feel like the top three or four kids, you can throw them in a hat and you don't really know who was going to come out.
Yeah, I agree with that. Rudy Brown looked awesome all tournament long, looked really good all year, but he wins the Whitfield title. The Burgettstown people went nuts after he won it.
You love to see it.
Yeah, and there's like a lot of depth in certain sect, like Brown, Michaels, and Shawless finished 1, 2, 3 in the Whitfield. They're all from the same section, so that section had, and they were the top three seeds. Beasley takes fourth, Cotullo he said fifth. Alex Wiley, got to give him a shout out, the freshman from Riverview. Riverview is a school we don't hear much of. He was unseeded, and he beat the 5 seed in the first round. During the quarters, he beat the 5 seed. First round, he beat the 5 seed. Then the quarters, he beats the 4 seed. Both excellent matches. So he went on a nice little run into the semis, ends up taking 6th. So give him credit. It's nice seeing Cotullo, Burl, two freshmen placing here in this weight class. Danner Hampton, that he lost in the section finals to Beasley last week, but those two sections, the south and the east, really, really showed out in this weight class. But yeah, Rudy Brown, man, kids looked really good all year long.
Rudy B, baby, tough as nose, hard-nosed kid. I'm sorry. Yeah, I really like Rudy Brown. I'm happy to see him go and get the championship. Good stuff. All right, Kaz, where are we at? You're up, 160.
Going to 160. Your champ, who also got his 100th win in the semis, Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell. His semis match, the whole entire town of Hopewell was like on the floor.
You love that, dude.
They went nuts when he won. So congratulations to him. UPJ, soon to be UPJ boy.
Yes. Yeah. And I know that Coach Reinhardt's super excited about getting him. That, you know, I believe he's been committed for a while, because I asked him earlier in the year and he was like, yep, he's going to UPJ. I'm like, hell yeah. Because he graduated ahead of me, and then now he coaches over there. He's the assistant, but Matt Hudinski, who's a really good football player and wrestler. I believe he won a Whitfield championship for Hopewell. But yeah,
him and Troy had some battles.
Oh, buddy. And now they're good buddies. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, they had some battles, man. He was tough as nails. And, you know, he was part of that nasty, nasty Russell Shell backfield with him, you know. And I remember those battles in high school. It was a lot of fun. So, but yeah, man, good stuff there. So what are we at? 160 then there, Kaz.
Yeah. So Pisano was your winner.
Yeah.
Ryan Salashi of Fraser took second. Chase Fermelli of Jefferson Morgan third. Will Turner fourth. Steven Perdina, freshman out of Mount Pleasant, really tough freshman, takes fifth. Gavin McCray of Freedom takes sixth. Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin seventh. And Landon Delera of Southmoreland takes eighth. Salashi and Fermelli wrestled in the semis. Heck of a match. It was a tiebreaker, too. I believe it went to. Salashi obviously won that one. And then Pisano, what was it, 6'4", 5'3", in the finals.
5-3.
And Pisano got the one seed at Southwest Regional. So looking for a big week from him. I look for a big week from the WPIL. I think it's a weight class where they can have success from a District 7 standpoint next week.
So I think
definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think as a whole, you know, as we're like halfway through here, the WPIL, man, they got some nice kids that I feel like are going to do really well next week.
They do. I feel like this year.
Yeah, man, the depth is – it's deep this year for sure.
The AA depth this year is probably deeper than it's been in a long time. And you still – and it's not just depth. Like, you still have your high-level studs. Like, you have your guys that have state titles, multiple WPIL titles. Like, you have your horses as well as your depth. So I'm excited. I think they're going to have a really good showing at Altoona.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Kaz, where are we at? 172 pounds.
Yes.
All right. Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon goes out and wins the championship over Braden Welsh in a tight, razor-close 1-0 decision. Charles Chuck Perkins from Valley takes third. Dominic Finella from Indiana takes fourth. Braden Taggart of Bentworth takes fifth. Isaac Lisinski of Burrell takes seventh. Noah Lehue takes seventh. Isaac Lucinski takes sixth. And Jake Murdoff of Leaner Valley takes eighth. Man, for me, Elijah Brown kind of coming out of the woodwork, man. He looks fantastic over a very game Braden Welsh.
Yeah, this was my favorite weight class here.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Because you had those the four horses, the Brown, Welsh, Perkins, and Lisinski. There was all the conversation, debate, how they're going to seed it, because they've all kind of beaten each other and stuff like that.
Yep.
And Brown came out on top of the bracket, 1-0 in the finals. Perkins and Brown in the semis. Brown ended up winning 6-3. Perkins actually pinned him earlier in the year. That was one heck of a match. Recommend watching that one as well. But yeah, Brown, 2 weeks in a row, gets a tight win over Braden Welsh. And another one of those weights where, you know, I could very easily see four WPL guys making it to states in this weight class, kind of expect it as well. But yeah, this was definitely my favorite weight at the AA tournament. For my anticipation and everything, I was very excited for that one.
Love that.
189, another freshman out of Derry, Brady Brown. By fall in the finals, locked up a cradle. Vitaly Daniels takes second of Bentworth, third Jackson Angelo of Frazier, fourth Jake Lehue of Best Center, fifth Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry. Salvini got his 100th win in the tournament. Congratulations to him.
100th up.
There were like four or five kids who got 100 wins this weekend.
It's Salvini, awesome, man. You love to see kids just, and that's a testament, like to just being out there, toeing the line every week, getting, you know, making weight. You know, that's good stuff.
Salvini, Pisano, Nico Finella.
Yep.
There was one or two more, and I tweeted congrats.
I try to get as many as I can. I know I miss people, but I try to get as many people as I can, too.
I'm forgetting one or two. I'm sorry for that, but I did reach out on Twitter and congratulate the ones who did, but it's – oh, my God, it's going to bother me. Who the other one was?
I'll look through mine too.
Eventually, I'll come across the name and find it. I probably already did. But yeah, Salvini, 100 wins, man. Congrats.
Yep.
Good year for Salvini, man. Football season, WPIL champ, goes to the state finals. Having a heck of a senior wrestling season. Good work for Salvini. Austin Hoffman takes sixth out of Bell Vernon. Slayton Williams takes seventh out of Southside. And Colton Carlson out of Laurel takes eighth. Brown was down 3-0, man, in that finals match and just slapped a cradle in. He had plenty of time work. His dad's standing on the balcony right above going just absolute ham when it's going
on. What a great environment Star Valley is for those, you know.
Yeah, you're like right down on top.
Yes. I always loved that venue. I thought it was great, you know. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, young freshman Brady Brown, just like Horwat, man, they got some studs. And you know, I went to the Southside Junior High Region or whatever. They weren't there, but from what I hear, they have a really massive and a really good junior high team too. So it'll be interesting, man. It's good to see that double A floor, you know, just rise up a little bit, which is, you know, they're certainly part of that.
Oh, sorry, I was crushing my
you're
vitamin
good.
Water. I'll tell you there what, you big vitamin water guy, never had this flavor.
What flavor, Bubba?
Tropical mango.
Interesting.
I need an NIL deal with them.
What's the performance though? Like we have to trade, like you have to trade, like
I'll shout them out when I'm on the golf course.
I love that. I just got some swings today at 5-iron at downtown with my buddy, man. I was hitting some, I was starting to like figure out a little draw. I'm starting to find it a little.
One of the kids on the golf team at school today walked past me in the hallway and he just grabbed his hands, went like this. He's like, "You ready?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm ready, man. I've been ready."
Let's go, guys. I'm pumped. We're definitely going to get out there, no doubt.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're.
Anything else? 89?
No, brother. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, you're up at 215.
Yep. 215. Okay. Rune Frazier comes back and wins the championship. Gets the fall in the finals in 53 seconds over Colin White of West Green. Luke Borland of Burrell takes third. Adam McAnany of Jeff Morgan takes fourth. James Standish of Albert Gallatin takes fifth. Caden Shannon of Southmoreland takes fifth or sixth. Malachi Peak of Best Center takes seventh. And Alex Dush of Montour takes eighth. Ryan Lawrence, good to see him come back. And really, I wanted to see if Luke Borland was able on the other side. I wanted to see if he had a chance maybe to get into the finals. But good to see Colin White get there. And, you know, Borland also tough. I think, you know, those top three guys there, maybe even top four or five, have a good chance to do some things next week.
Yeah, I agree. Rune wins his fourth Whipple title, is now in an elite category. So
elite. Yep.
Credit to him on a great career that's not over yet, but from a Whipple standpoint, it is. So congrats to him on his fourth title. Boylan pinned his way through the whole tournament, other than, you know, he lost to Rune in the semis. That's where he met. Him and McAdany actually wrestled in the quarters, Boylan winning that. So credit to Adam McAdany wrestling the whole way back, fourth, third, and fourth after losing in the quarters. And Alec Dush out of Montour, I want to give him a shout-out. They gave a scholarship award out before the finals. Garrett Fry of Quaker Valley put something together. I'm not exactly sure what he does for a living, but it had something to do with his work. They put some money together. It was a great cause, and he was the recipient of that award.
And love that.
As I was earlier in the day, he had walked past me, and he had a Pittsburgh Polar Plunge shirt on.
Yep.
For people who don't know what the Polar Plunge is, it's a Special Olympics fundraiser.
It's awesome. Yep.
I was there Friday during the day. We took about 50 students from Burrell down to Acrisure Stadium, Heinz Field. I still call it Heinz. And it's a Special Olympics fundraiser, and you jump in a swimming pool of about 30-degree water, and it's, you know, you have the courage to jump in the water, and the Special Olympic athletes have the courage to be who they are every day. And, I mean, Donnie, you know I'm very involved in the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
With these kids, so that means something to me. And I said, "Did you jump in the water today?" He goes, "Yes, I did." So he was down there doing his part as a Special Olympics athlete, helping the kids jumping in the water, and then he goes and wrestles the tournament. I got a lot of respect for that kid. I shook his hand. I said, "You know, good for you." That's close to me. So I'm proud of that kid going to Westminster to play football. He said. And
nice.
He's majoring in special education. So I just had to give him a shout out. Credit to that young man.
Nice little West Mini, man. There's some good stuff up there. I was just literally now we'll get off on a tangent, but I get on this thing that I like to follow. There's Bob Greenberg up there. So dude, I follow him on Facebook, dude. I watched the last like 2 minutes of the Sharon Hickory game for whatever reason, the basketball game. I was like, this is cool. So but yeah, man. Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, where are we at? 285
with the big boys.
Yes, sir.
Kind of the question we all wanted. How's Brandon Morgan going to look at heavyweight?
Yep.
Looked pretty good to me.
Yep.
He's your champ, 8-4 over Dylan Pitzer. Joe Baronic, Burgistown takes third. Henry Barbish of Carlington takes fourth. Nathan Sizzler of Jefferson Morgan takes fifth. Joe Wilson of Wash High, sixth. Casey Wilson of Laurel, seventh. And Jake Govern, eighth out of Southmoreland. Morgan and Pitzer, I was very excited for that match to potentially happen. It did. Morgan looked great. Probably the two tallest heavyweights you're ever going to see wrestle each other. Pitzer's 6'7". Morgan's,
yeah, dude, that's wild, huh?
Morgan's a good 6'4". Like, it was a different style heavyweight match. Like, they're both, not that the other guys aren't athletic, but they don't wrestle like true heavyweights. They're more athletes out there, not bigger kids.
Oh, 100%. They're like 215. They're like kids that actually grew up, you know what I mean?
They're lighter. Yeah. They're lighter heavyweights that wrestle a different style than your true bigger heavyweights. It's a different style of matches. So credit to Morgan. He gets it done there. Pitzer and Baronic met in the semis, with the third or fourth time they've wrestled this year. Pitzer won that match. But good depth here at heavyweight. Definitely moving into Southwest Regionals this week.
Yeah, nice top three or four kids that I feel like have a great chance to do big things, you know, not only next week, but down the line. I think both the top two guys at least have a good shot at getting towards the top of the podium there at the state tournament. So.
I agree. I actually think there's a really good chance Pitzer and Morgan meet in the finals again this week. I could very easily see that. And just how the bracket, shakes out. I believe Pitzer.
I'll look at it right now. I have it.
I believe Pitzer Morgan, in the
one seed. Morgan is the one seed. Pitzer is the six seed.
Right, and the three seed, if I remember, is Hagens.
Yes.
Pitzer's beaten Hagens twice this year.
Close, right?
Yeah,
that was at the
he pinned him in the Southmoreland.
Yes.
He pinned him in the Southmoreland finals, and then I think they wrestled at it might have been the Bedford tournament.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but they've wrestled twice and Pitzer's won both. So
he's got a good shot to get there. Then.
Yeah, he's a good shot in the semis. He would have, I think it was Tyrone, a kid from kid. Tyrone. I can't think of his last name.
Ewing.
And I have full confidence Morgan's going to get to the finals on the top half of the bracket. So I think we could see a rematch. I hope we do.
Heck yeah. I mean, give me all the whippy all the way to the finals, the whole way, brother. You know me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, bro. What do you think? That's pretty good. We did that 40 minutes.
It's been longer before, so.
Hell yeah, for double A, but I feel like we got some good juice in there. So for triple A, we're gonna shift gears. We'll talk. We don't really got to run down the sections too much, just because I mean
we'll talk about them enough here.
Right, I feel like we're gonna talk about them because we're gonna give. Here's what I'm thinking, Kaz. We'll give the top four each weights and a bracket buster.
I like it.
All right, cool beans, man. Yeah, I agree. I think that that's the move to go and. You know, we'll kind of make our picks. I have them all filled out now, so I was doing the last two weights there as we were BSing. But
for everyone out there, Donnie went pen and paper.
Which never happens. Normally I have it all on my
It's the second time this season, Donnie, dude. What's going on?
I got some people in my ear. They're like, you got to do it all out on paper so that way you know the whole backside. Because normally, you know, I kind of see who's possible to come through the backside, but I don't feel it the whole way out. Now I got it the whole way out, and it's kind of nice to do it on pen and paper. I kind of see what I'm looking at. Normally, I just have a little spreadsheet with who I have in the top four, but I like the bracket. It kind of felt like, remember this, dude, you're the same age as me. Remember when we were like 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and like the NCAA basketball tournament bracket would come out, and you would print 800 sheets of paper at the school's printer, and you would fill out bracket after bracket after bracket. The teachers would be like, what are you doing? And you're like, nothing.
Math.
Yes. No doubt. Buddy.
The copier machines would always go out that week.
Oh, they would get crushed. And some of the teachers were like sneaking them. You know, that was right like when the internet was starting to get streaming. So some of the teachers were sneaking it on the computer.
You'd always have that one teacher. Like back in the day, every classroom had a little crappy TV in the top corner where you'd watch the announcements. Yeah. You'd always catch that teacher be like, dude, Pitt's on at 110 today. Like, think we can get the game on? And they'd throw it on. Loved it.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, sneak them on there, and then, you know, because they, you know, they filled out enough brackets too. So
yeah, but, look, well, now that you're at this age, you're like, all those teachers were doing the same thing. Like, they were filling out brackets. Like, they want to know. It's March Madness, man.
Well, now it's different, right? Because I get it just sent it to me on my phone, and then you just pick the thing on your phone. Everything's digital, right? I mean, before technology. I remember my old man used to run polls, dude. He used to have like a big sheet like this, and I'd help him, and he'd staple it, and we'd just flip through every sheet from his work, dude.
Like, come on, Dad.
$5 a bracket, dude. Like, we had to check every game off. Like, I remember doing all that stuff. So, but yeah, it definitely got, you know, brought back some good memories for sure.
Now we got the system to do it for us.
Yeah, it's the truth, man. Freaking digital. All right. You ready?
I'm ready to roll, man. All right, Triple A Whippy.
Excited. Do you want to go backwards? 285 to 107, or do you just want to go traditional?
I don't care. What do you want to do?
I'm just joking. We'll just go traditional. I thought.
You want to pick a straw or pick a toothpick out of a cup like they do weigh-ins, and whatever weight comes out, we'll start there. That'd be kind of cool, but I don't have this.
It would be like one of 13 or whatever. We'd have to do, right?
So I don't have it. Next show, we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We have to.
Well, yeah, because we're going to do for states.
Yeah.
So we'll do that next show. But I like that. Okay. All right. 106, Cass. This one here. What? You laugh? I'm excited, dude.
Just thinking.
I'm excited. This first rate alone had me messed up. I couldn't even like get through it. For me,
yeah, this one's a little wild.
Yeah, for me, all right. I got Rice and McGarity in the finals. The semifinals, I have Rice and Barrett and McGarity and Capoose. They're kind of chalky, right? I got McGarity going to the finals over Capoose on the bottom side, and Rice over Barrett on the top side, and McGarity winning it. On the back side, I got Capusta and Barrett, and Capusta over Barrett for third and fourth. My bracket buster is Emma from Mount Lebanon.
I'm complete opposite of you. I mean, my semis are the same. I have the top four seeds holding. I have Barrett over Rice in the top semi. I have Capusta over McGarity in the bottom semi. In the finals, I went back and forth. These two wrestle all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Capusta won the last one, so I went with Barrett this time. And I have Rice and McGarity wrestling for third and fourth. I have Rice over McGarity. I haven't seen enough of McGarity this year. I've seen a lot of the other three. So I have Barrett, Capusta, Rice, and McGarity. And then my bracket buster here, I have Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson.
Ooh, I like that one. I was looking at him as well. He's got a nice spot in the bracket.
They have him penciled as the 11 seed. I have him winning his first round matchup against the 6 seed. I think Titus Colangelo can make some noise here. Uh-huh. So that's what I have at 107 here. I think we're good there, right?
Yeah, do you want to start off at 114 since I did 107 start?
Yeah, 114. Similar to 107, I have the top four seeds holding to the semis. I have Sloboda and Harbert in the semis. On the top, I have Joseph and Sidden on the bottom. In the finals, I have Sloboda over Harbert. I'm sorry, in the semis, I have Sloboda over Harbert, Sidden over Joseph. It's tough for me to pick against Landon Sidden. I mean, dude won power. He's top whatever in the country.
Yep.
So I have Sidden 1, Sloboda 2, and just like 107, I have the other two semi-losers wrestling back for third and fourth. I have Joseph over Harbert for third and fourth. So I have Sidden, Sloboda, Joseph, Harbert as my top four there. My bracket buster is – I did all my bracket busters on seeded guys. So I went with Giovanni Schiappini. He's the 9 seed. I have him as my bracket buster. Although I do think Landon Funk is going to do pretty well in this bracket. He's the 6 seed. I think he can really make a push to place here.
All right, so in a perfect transition, that was going to – we'll get to Landon Funk here in a second. So for me, I got Slabona making the finals over Harbert in the semis, Harbert beating Montoya in the quarters in a very tight one there in the 4-5.
We didn't say that enough. That's hell of a quarterfinal match.
Very tight. And those two wrestled last week, and it was a really tight match. And they're just saying, run it back, which is, you know, interesting and fine. So Harbert over Montoya in a close one. You go down to the next quarter. I got Landon Funk over Leah Joseph in an upset over 3-6. So I got Landon Funk out to the semis. Landon Sinden all the way out to the finals, beating Funk in the process. Dennison losing to Sinden in the final, or in the final quarterfinal there in the bottom. And then on the backside, I got Harbert over Montoya for third and fourth again. Tight match again. So I got Leo Joseph coming back and losing to Harbert in the blood round, and Montoya beating Funk in the blood round.
Okay. I have just how my bracket panned out. I have Harbert over Funk in the blood round and Joseph over Schipani.
Yeah, and I got Funk as my bracket buster, and I know he's kind of the sixth seed, but I think he's going to bust up the bracket just by beating the three, and I think he has a really – I mean,
I don't have – spot in here. I mean, if he takes top four, I won't be surprised.
That's what I said. I don't have him taking top four, but if you told me he's top four when we're all done, I mean, I'm not surprised, right?
No, at all.
All right, 121. I'll go first. I got semis, I got Willow Shell in the first quarterfinal, and then I got Hartman in the second quarterfinal over Dom Canale, another dude. And we say it every year, right? The 5-4s are always fantastic quarterfinals.
Yeah,
it's worth the drive just for that. And the quarterfinals are the 5-4 quarterfinals are always fantastic, and this one's no different. So, call your Hartman over Canale, very tight. I think Hartman gets it. The next one, Smith over Yannick, and then Kapusta over Stediford. Kapusta over Smith in the first semi, then Willishell over Hartman. Willishell winning it over Kapusta. Then on the backside, I got Hartman over Yannick in the first blood round, and then I got Smith over Canale in the other one. So, and then I got Smith for third, Hartman fourth.
I have – my semis are a little different. I have Willishell. I have Canale in the semi. I have Canale beating Hartman. Willishell going to the finals. Bottom half, Kapusta Smith, Kapusta beating Smith. So I have Kapusta and Willichell in the finals. It was they wrestled in the section finals last week, Willichell in overtime. Willichell's won like 4 or 5 in a row here. I feel like Kapusta's getting there, closing that gap. So I went with Kapusta. I think the time is now.
I like it. It's a Wickfield tournament. Those things happen.
So I have Kapusta over Willichell, and then for third and fourth, I have the top four seeds holding here as well. I have Smith taking third, and I have Canale taking fourth here. That the Connor Smith Kapusta semis match is going to be awesome. Every time they wrestle, it's so close. So I'm excited for that one. So my top four held, and I have them in their exact seeds, or other than the finals. So Kapusta, Willichell, Smith and Canale for me. My bracket buster was Landon Lynn of Connellsville. I have him in the
son of a gun.
The quote unquote blood round. For me, I have him and Smith in the blood round. So that's my bracket buster. But this weight's so deep, like Cale Yannick and Stediford and Owen Campbell. Yep. Like this is a sneaky, really deep weight.
I got Owen Campbell as my bracket buster. And I think really, honestly, whoever wins that little match there. So what's that?
The 8-10
match. So whoever wins that one, I think has a nice spot on the backside to make a run. So
yes.
I don't know. It's not a cop out. I picked Lynn, but I think Campbell has a nice chance to make a nice run. So
agreed. 127.
Yes, sir.
Maybe the deepest weight class here.
100%.
I have here we go. Okay. My semis on the top half. I have Benny.
Yep.
I have Johnny Biano.
Yep.
Bayano slighted at the 12 seed. I have Bayano on the bottom half. I have
Kai 32-4.
Yeah, I have Kai Cheswick of Waynesburg, and I have Jake Braun, Sheptic, and Lucas or Jake Braun of Latrobe. So I have Benny Bayano, Sheptic, and Braun. My finals, I have Benny over Braun, and then for third and fourth, I have Kladowski and Bayano going for third and fourth. I have Bayano beating Kladowski in the quarters, and then I have him rest for third and fourth, so I just flip the result and put Kladowski 3, Bayano 4. And then my bracket buster, I mean, Bayano's the 12 seed, and I have him moving on, so he kind of has to be my bracket buster, even though, I mean, he's 32-4, so he's not your normal 12 seed. But based off his seed, he is my bracket buster. But just for the sake of whatever, Chase Smith, the freshman out of Franklin Regional, down at the 10 seed, he's gonna do well in this bracket. So keep an eye out for him.
Yeah, man. All right, so I'll just get right into it.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm real anxious to see what you have here because I know you got a little shitty grin on your face. I know something's coming.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, it's just that. So I got Benny over Braun in the finals. I'll start there. So Benny over Snatchko in the first quarterfinal. I got Kladowski over Campbell in the second quarterfinal. So Kladowski and Benny in that first semi, Benny winning it. Sheptic over Walker, Casey Walker in that next quarterfinal down. So Sheptic and Braun in the next one. And I got Braun and Smith in that next quarterfinal. So after Smith loses, I got him going on a run and making it to the third and fourth place match and taking third place. So give me Chase Smith, man. I've watched him so many times this year, and they put him in so many different spots.
Dude's wrestled like 4 weight classes.
He's tough as nails, dude. He's tough as nails, and I just think that, you know, there's a really good spot in the bracket. I'm like looking at him like, he could beat that guy. I think he can win that one. This is going to be close, but I think he can win that one. And then
he'll give Braun a run for his money if he gets there.
Yeah. I mean,
he'll give Braun a run for his money.
There's a whole bunch of ways where I think he's going to be my bracket buster, obviously. And then two, like I said, I have him taking third over Sheptic, taking fourth, and Braun taking second, Benny taking first. But yeah, give me Smith, man. I think he's going to be a bracket buster. I think he's got a good chance to rip on the backside. All right. Is it my turn?
You're up.
All right. 133. Okay. First quarterfinal, I got Kernan over Campbell. Second quarterfinal, I got Chop over Yaka. Third quarterfinal, I got Kai Viomo over Bertram. Next one, I got Ramil Islamov over Sarnich. Quarterfinals, I got Ramil over Vioma. And then the top semifinal, I got Kernan over Chop. I got Kernan winning it over Ramil. Those two have wrestled 2 times this year. It's been both times. What was it? The Allegheny County and then
last week.
Yes.
County was like 6-0 or something.
5-0, yeah.
And then last week was like a 1-point match. 1-0, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was 1-0. So, but I feel like both these guys are going to – I feel like both of them have a really good chance to place nice at the state tournament. So, I think that they get to the finals. Now, where it gets interesting, dude, is the backside, because I really like that 5-4 match, whoever between Yaka and Chop, like, very good chance to make it out. I think that's a big match for that, because – I think that if you look at Vioma, I think he's got a better chance after losing to Ramil. So I have Chop and then over Vioma for third and fourth.
Yeah, I agree. That 4-5 quarter is huge because where it's going to put you in the bracket.
Yeah.
If you wrestle back, you're going to get the loser of the Vioma Islamov semifinal, which is a tough match. Yeah. But I have Kernan and Chop in the semis on the top, Vioma and Islamov on the bottom in the semis. My finals, I have Kernan and Vioma. Then on the back side, dropping down, but in the finals, this is one of my Or wait, I'm on the no. Okay, sorry, I got clustered there. I have Kai Vilma. I have Kai Vilma winning it over Kernan. I've seen Vilma win a lot of big matches this year. I just think something's going to happen. A freshman's going to win something here. So I have Vilma there over Kernan. Third and fourth, I have Chop over Islamov. So the four guys I have in the semis, top four seeds actually, moving on. I have Chop third, Islamov fourth. They wrestled in the Southmoreland finals, and it was an absolute awesome match. Islamov won that. But ever since Chop won that big match over, who was it, Dalton Perry or Simcox at Winter Mayhem, I mean, I've been a believer, and he's looked really good. As far as the bracket buster, I liked Sarnik out of Franken Regional, but I'm going to go to Yusuf Abdul Salam out of Fox Chapel. Seen him wrestle a bunch this year. Kid's pretty tough. I think he can make a little bit of noise on the backside here if it lines up for him.
And in that same little match, I got Logan Conley from Char Valley, guy that's won some matches for Coach Evans there. I think that he has a chance to do some things on the backside as well.
139. My top semi, I have Maddox Shaw and Julian Ruggieri. In my bottom semi, I have Dom Ferraro and Blake Reiner. So I have the 1, 2, 3, and 5 seed in the semis here. I have Shaw over Ruggieri. I have Reiner over Ferraro. So my finals, I have Maddox Shaw winning it over Blake Reiner. In my third, dropping down. So my backside here is kind of – my backside here is wacky.
Me too. Me too.
So screw it. I'll just go through it. I have Zach Hill of Seneca Valley winning in the first round in the 8-9 matchup. So then I have Hill losing to Shaw and dropping down. And I have Hill going on a run to the Quincy semis in the blood round where he'll get Ferraro and have Ferraro
right
beating him there. Then in the other one, I have Josh Alexander of Fox Chapel winning his first round match over Mamie. Dropping down, running through, winning some matches. And I have Alexander going the whole way into the constellations and taking fourth. So I have Shaw, Reiner, Ferraro, and Alexander as my top four. And obviously Alexander, the 11th seed, is going to be my bracket buster because of that.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I mean, very similar to what you have. I have Shaw over Hill in the first quarterfinal. I got Ruggieri over Joseph in the second quarterfinal. The third quarterfinal, I got Ferraro over Joshua Alexander. In the last quarterfinal, I got Reiner over for Manny of Armstrong. So on the backside, this is where it gets a little screwy. I got Josh Alexander going on a run and making it. Same kind of the spot as the other one there. And I think that he can, you know, win a couple in the row, and I think that he would go up against Julian Ruggieri in a match that I think he can win in the blood round and make it to the state tournament there, and he would beat. So I had the same thing as you. I have Hill losing after Shaw, and then him winning 1, 2, 3 in a row, and then losing to Ferrara. So,
jeez, I didn't think there was any chance we'd be close on this one.
Where, like, yes, it's pretty close, huh? But I got Josh Alexander making it.
Me too.
Dare you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
I got Alexander, Ferraro, Shaw, and Reiner. Not in that order, but those are my four. Those are my four there.
It's wild. That's wild.
This is a fun. The other name, Aiden Stout out of Bethel Park, has a pigtail. Yes. He's 25-9. He has a pigtail. Obviously he wins that. He runs in the Maddox, but that's a name I would keep an eye out for on the back side of this bracket for sure.
Right, because he could go and win a couple. He would have for Manny, whoever wins that next one. And then he would have possibly Alexander or Mammy if he won a couple. So yeah, he definitely could go in a nice little run there.
I would definitely keep an eye out for him on the back side of that bracket.
All right, brother. 145. All right. I got Evan Petrovich in the first quarterfinal over Chris Sobrone. Cole Gibbons I got Cole Gibbons and TJ Allison in the next quarterfinal. TJ Allison winning that one. I got Coy over Costa in the next one, but I went back and forth on that, dude. That Liam Costa from Moon is tough. He's very good, 30-8 on the year, just a freshman. He's a young guy that Moon's going to be able to build around. I think that, you know, he's going to be right there. So next one down, I got Higgins over Mazenko. And then in the semis, I got Petrovich over Allison and Higgins over Coy, kind of chalky. On the backside, I got Allison over Costa in the first blood round. And that one, another one, just so tight for Costa. I think Costa is going to have a really good tournament, but fall just short. And then the next one, I got Coy over Sobrone, and then Coy taking third over Allison.
Interesting. This bracket to me is everywhere. Like
there's a lot.
If I would have used a pencil, I would have erased some names and then put them back in. But I'm with you. I got Petrovich in the semis on top, taking on Gibbons. In the bottom half, I have Coy and Higgins in that semifinal. Like you said, I like Liam Costa. I wasn't super familiar with him, being I'm so far away from Moon and being a freshman. But
right,
you kind of shined some light on his name a couple months ago to me, and
he had a really good what was it?
It didn't disappoint.
He had a really good I want to say Grove City tournament. And like you said, young freshman, 30 wins. That's pretty impressive.
30 talk. Wins as a freshman at one of the premier weight classes every year. Like that's nothing to sneeze at. This weight's just really deep. He's going to run into Hayden Coy in the quarters. But like I said, Petrovich, Gibbons, Coy, Higgins. I have Petrovich winning up top. I have Higgins of Bethel Park winning his semis. Then in the finals, here's one of my, one seeds going down. I have Ethan Higgins winning it. These two wrestled earlier in the year. Petrovich did win it. I went back and forth on this one, to be honest. I love Petrovich, always have.
Yep.
And I've watched Higgins a bunch this year, and he love the way he wrestles.
He's gone up so many levels this year, dude. He looks fantastic.
Honestly, this one here was probably the toughest one for me to pick a champ because I love the way both of those kids wrestle, and Petrovich and Higgins. And I went with Higgins. And then on the bottom, I have Coy taking third, and I have Cole Gibbons of Lebo taking fourth. My bracket buster, I didn't really have one that wasn't seeded that I thought was going to go on a run, just because to me the top eight are all so high level. But if I had to throw one out there, I would say Luke Anke of Franklin Regional. He's won a lot of big matches for Franklin this year. So I think he can cause some problems in this bracket. So I'll go Luke Anke of Franklin for my bracket buster.
I got Costa. So, but yeah, hard to disagree with you there, buddy. Okay, where are we at? 152, me or you?
Me.
Okay.
152.
Fun one.
Yeah, it is. Top semis, I have Eli Carr. Pretty handily getting to the semis there. I have Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin, the 5 seed, getting to the semis as well. On the bottom half, I feel like we're definitely going to agree here. Antonino Walker of Plum, Nick Jones of West A. I don't see either of them, taking a bump here early. I have Carr and Jones in the finals. Carr winning that match. So I have Carr 1, Jones 2. And then on the bottom half, I have my two semifinal losers taking third, fourth. I have Nino Walker of Plum taking third, and I have Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin taking fourth. So I got Carr, Jones, Walker, Dietz.
Love it. All right. For me, I got – in the first one, I got Carr over Shear in the first quarterfinal. Next one, I got Dunlap over Dietz. Then I got Antonio Walker over Huff. Then I got Jones over Maastricht. And the so for the semis, I got Carr over Dunlap in the first in the top side. Bottom side, I got Jones over Nino Walker. I got Carr over Jones, very similar to you. Bottom side, I got Mastriff's going on a run. I think he's gonna win a couple in a row and see Dunlap in the blood round there, and Dunlap gets it done, makes it, pushes it to the state tournament there. On the other side, this is where it kind of gets interesting, man. It was close because I like Dietz and Cher's pretty tough too. Cartwright is, and that's who's kind of be my bracket buster. Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional, one of the young, tough freshmen. I think that he's got a good chance to do some damage. Maybe even beating Maastricht. That was the closest one, man. I think that he could win there. But
he's dangerous, dude.
He is, man. And that was really close. Him and Maastricht, it was so tight back and forth. I think Maastricht just a little bit too much from Penn Trafford, but I could see it going either way. I mean, very similar records, and they're going to meet more than likely, the second or third round of the second round of the consolations, and that's a big one. Because I think whoever wins that has a good chance to get to Dunlop. But yeah, give me Walker over Dietz in the other blood round, and Walker over Dunlap. Kind of chalky, but that's what I got.
My bracket buster here, I forgot to give that, is Travis Shear out of Kiski. Really tough freshman, 20-12. I think Shear, that's a good first round matchup, Shear and Bocelli. Don't let Bocelli's record fool you, 16-15.
The rest of the tough schedule.
Very tough schedule. That's going to be a really good first round match. Could see that going either way, but win or lose that match, I think both of those guys could cause some noise on the backside.
Agreed. All right, bro. Where are we at? 160. My turn?
You're up.
All right. First one, I got Bodie Marlow over Brock Evans in the first quarterfinal. Second one, I got Mac Miller over Michael Lawrence, and that one's going to be one of those typical, like we talked about, that 5-4, worth the price of admission. Down there on Friday night is the 5-4 quarterfinals. Okay, next one I got Minson over Duncan, and I got Vioma over Nicolella in the last quarterfinal there. Then I got Marlow over Miller, and I got Vioma over Minson. And Minson, I feel like, is going to give him everything he can handle. So you go down to the bottom side. I got and he's going to be my bracket buster. I got Cal Nicolella going all the way out and taking third place. I think that, he's one of those guys, a Trinity guy. We watched him at Powerade. He's tough. I think if he's healthy, I think he has a really good chance to go on a run and beat a lot of these guys. I got him over Mac Miller for the blood round match. And I love some Mac Miller. He's one of my favorites. But I've liked what I saw in Nicolella this year, and I think that he's got a good chance to do some nice things. So I got Nicolella over Minson for third and fourth, and Minson beating Lawrence in the blood round there.
I have my semis are like here. I have Bodie Marlow up top and Mac Miller in the top semi. Bottom semi, I have Keith Minson out of Baldwin and Lonzi Vioma. So top four seeds for me hold into the semis. I have Marlow over Miller in the top semi. I have Minson over Vioma in the bottom semi. So my finals are Marlow and Minson, which that's a rematch of the Allegheny County finals. I believe they wrestled last week in the section finals. No, they're different sections. And then I have Marlow over Minson in the finals for third and fourth. I have my top four holding here. I have Vioma taking third, and I have Miller taking fourth. I think the Minson Vioma semi has potential to be one of the best matches of the tournament.
Agreed.
Minson's been freaking unbelievable this year. I feel it, when we saw him and Miller wrestle at counties, that made not maybe believer. I always knew he was good, but that showed me like, damn, this kid's really turned it on. So I have Minson over Vioma there, but definitely keep an eye out for that match. As far as my bracket buster, I'll go Jack Duncan at a Ringgold. He's sitting at the 11 seed. I think him and Corden McDonald in the first round is one of the best first round matchups. I could see that match, you know, going either way. So I'll go Duncan is my sleeper pick, and then I got Marlowe, Minson, Vilma, Miller in that order.
All right, homie.
172. This bracket's a mess for me.
Me too, brother. I literally have names scratched out.
I have this one. I have this one everywhere. All right. Spencer and Nez Green in the semis. One first round upset I do have. I do have Henry Pats of Franklin Regional pulling an upset over the 5 seed in the first round.
Love me some Henry Pats.
Dudes look good this year. Yep. Won a lot of matches for Franklin. He gave Hunter Snyder all he could handle. You were at that match, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yep. Henry Pats is tough, man.
I got Spencer and Green up top in that semi. Bottom semi, I have Hunter Snyder and Bodie Morgan. So I got the top four holding there. Then I have Spencer over Green. I have Snyder over Morgan. Those two wrestled in the Trinity duels. You and I were both there for that. And that was a hell of a match. It was like, what, 11-10 or something?
Morgan got off to a massive, massive lead. Was looking to get a major, and then just Snyder like a dog on a bone. A young freshman tenacity was getting after him, man. So that was when we were like, all right, this dude's legit. He's one of the best dudes in the WIPIA, one of the best dudes in the state. And I agree, man. I think that semifinal is going to be fire.
But I don't see Snyder having enough to get over Spencer. So I got Spencer 1. I got Snyder 2. On the backside, this is where it gets goofy. So I have Mark Gray beating Brady Fitz in the first round, and then I have Mark Gray losing to Vaughn Spencer. Then I got Mark Gray winning 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row to take third. I mean, he placed in the state last year. He was hurt. Well, not hurt all year, but
recovering. Yeah, he only has, what, 7 matches?
Yeah, he's recovering from off-season stuff. Kid turned it on last year. I have Gray taking third, and then I have Nez Green dropping down from the semis and taking fourth. So I have Spencer 1, Snyder 2, Mark Gray 3, Nez Green 4.
Yeah.
And my bracket buster is – I wrote it down here somewhere. Jack Tongle out of Plum.
That's a good one.
I think you can pull a first-round upset there and do some damage on the backside.
I don't mind that. I like that one, too. I think
he wrestled Spencer in the Allegheny County Finals.
Like, yeah, he's tough. Yeah, he's tough.
Don't let that fool you, him being sixth place in his section.
I mean, we're at the point now where all these kids are pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, there's only 18 of them left. So
that shows the depth. I mean, Tongle took sixth in his section, but he was in the Allegheny County Finals.
Yep.
Exactly. I mean, that section was really tough with Spencer, Gray, Kinsey, and Nez, and I'm forgetting one more other than Tongle. Buggy out of NA.
Yep. All right, bro. Here's where I'm at. So I got, similar to you, that first one, that Gray Fitz matches. That's nice. So I got Spencer over Gray in the first quarterfinal. I got Kinsley over Nez Green. I actually got Kinsley going out there. I watched him wrestle at the Burgettstown tournament. Obviously, we're very familiar with his coach out there at Armstrong. And just the young freshman there, 27-8. I got him over Nez Green. I got Snyder over Knave in the next one. And then I got Morgan over Buggy. Now, we just talked about it. The Morgan-Snyder match is going to be – I went back and forth. I really – at the end of the day, I picked Morgan. I think that him wrestling at the end of the year, he's going to get his win together. I can't ignore the first dominant part of that match.
Agreed.
And you think that he does that at least to 90, 85% of that, he's going to win that match. So now Snyder's definitely jumped levels. You know, he's 33-4. He's a freshman. He's going to be one of the best kids. He's going to be one of the household names, right? No doubt. But I think in this one, it's just a little bit too much. So moving down, Knave, I agree. Whoever wins that Knave Tongle match, I think is going to have a good chance to go on a run on the backside. So I got Knave all the way out to the match against Kinsley. and that's going to be my first blood round. And then I got Kinsley winning that. So I got Kinsley going to the third and fourth place match. On the bottom side, this is where it gets tough. That Nez Green, it would be the way I have it, match 326, the Nez Green Mark Gray match. Whoever wins that match, dude, I think it has a good chance to go face Snyder. And then, you know, young freshman after taking a loss, how is he going to, you know, is he going to be able to bounce back? Whoever wins that one's going to, I mean, at the end of the day, I took Gray. I took the experience. I took him. I got Gray for third and fourth over Kinsley. Could you see Snyder in the finals? Absolutely. Snyder and Spencer. For me, I got Snyder just out of it. So I got that's what I got. And Mark Gray is my bracket buster. He's whatever would be the eight seed. So yeah, I got Mark Gray. So I got Spencer, Morgan, Kinsley Gray.
One, 9. This is a fun one.
Yes, this was another one I was like, oh boy. All right. I got Roskowski over McClellan in the first quarterfinal. The next one is massive. That Stevenson, Allison, another one that they wrestled last week. I think whoever wins this one is a really, really good shot to push themselves to the state tournament. However, I took Allison in this one. Just when he has wrestled, he's looked fantastic. So give me Allison. And he's just transformed his body, 23-2 on the year. And I believe the only two losses he's taken, I might have been Powerade. So he's looked fantastic. So Allison over Stevenson in that one, and then Campbell over Wolf, and then Thompson over Whipple. Now, the first bottom semi, got Campbell over Thompson. And that one, I went back and forth on that one. But at the end of the day, I took the experience over the freshman. Campbell, the senior, he just seems like he's on a run. They've wrestled really tough tournaments. So give me Campbell over Thompson. But whoever wins that one, I think goes on and beats Roskowski on the top side over Allison. So whoever wins that one, I got Campbell winning it all, but I think whoever wins that has a good chance to beat Cooper Roskowski. On the bottom side, I got my man Tassel Whipple sneaking all the way out and making it. I got him taking third against Roman Thompson, I got him taking fourth. Roman Thompson takes third. Thompson beats McClellan in the blood round match there. So my bracket buster there is Troy McClellan from Franklin Region.
All right, I have my top semi. I have Roskowski and Allison, just like you. Bottom semi, I have Campbell and Thompson. So we're pretty all square there. Top four guys. I got Roskowski beating Allison in the top semi. Just like you, I got Campbell over Thompson in the bottom semi. The reason for that, the exact same thing you said, the senior experience. Campbell's been on a different planet this year, placing at Powerade, and you know, he really jumped levels. He's healthy. So I have Roskowski and Campbell in the finals, a match I've wanted to see all year. Didn't get to see it at counties. These two teams didn't duel. It's tough for me to pick against Roskowski. I said it to somebody today. I love the way that kid wrestles. So I have Roskowski winning it over Campbell. I think this could shape up to be one of the best finals matches if they meet.
I agree.
So I have Roskowski over Campbell. And then for third and fourth, I have the two semifinal losers, you know, placing. I have Allison taking third. I have Thompson taking fourth. Far as the bracket buster here, I'm going to piggyback you and go Whipple. He was a state qualifier last year.
Yep.
So I can't count him out. He's up a weight class. I don't think he gets past Thompson, but I think it sets him up in a decent spot on the backside to win some matches and kind of put the pressure on some guys. That's a kid you don't want to see on the backside of the bracket. I'm going to go Roskowski 1, Campbell 2, Allison 3, and Thompson 4.
I agree. I like that. So, all right, brother.
215. Where are we at? Top half. I have
love this weight.
I do too. I have Calgaro and Buggy in the semis. I went back and forth between Buggy and Taylor. Taylor just beat Buggy in ultimate ride out in the section finals. And Abe Taylor's having a very 32-4 as a sophomore at this weight, having a really good year. He battled Roman Thompson earlier in the year. I was actually at that match. And he has a big win over Buggy. But I went with Buggy in that quarter. And I think Fom from Norwin can give Calgaro a really good match.
I agree. He's tough.
Bottom semi, I feel like everyone has this. Conroy and Marion, round three. So we'll go up top. I have Calgaro over Buggy. Then I have Marion over Conroy. That's the rubber match. So in the finals, I have Marion over Calgaro. Then for third and fourth, I have Conroy taking third. And my fourth place, which is also going to be my bracket buster, is Landon Hartman of Bethel Park. I have Hartman winning in the first round, and I have Hartman losing to Marion. And then wrestling all the way back to take four. So I have Marion 1, Calgaro 2, Conroy 3, Hartman 4. But this was so tough. Like between Buggy and Taylor, like I could flip a coin. I went back and forth on this, but I think the experience of Conroy will pay off. I mean, he's been in this bracket 3 times already.
Yep.
Before the third time, and I just that's where I'm at. I think Hartman's going to go on a run, you know, in his senior year on his backside. So he will also be my bracket buster.
And I have him doing very well, very good as well. All right, let me get into mine. I got Calgaro over Pam in the first quarterfinal. I got Taylor over Buggy in the second quarterfinal. I got Conroy over Vita Brockovecchio in the second or in the third quarterfinal. In the fourth quarterfinal, I got Marion over Hartman. So now you go drop down. I got the same thing as you, man. I got Hartman winning a bunch all the way out to the blood round. And that's going to be Hartman and Buggy. And I went back and forth. I didn't know where I was going to go there. I ended up going Buggy. I think it's going to be really close. And then on the other side, I got Fam coming back and winning all the way to the blood round and losing to Conroy. So I've got both guys going through some nice blood rounds. For me, I got Fam as my bracket buster, the Fairmont State commit down there with Coach G. So
That's one thing I forgot to bring up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Finish that.
You're good. No, you're good. That's pretty much that was my last thing. I just think that he's my bracket buster. I think he's gonna do big things.
I saw G this weekend at
Love it. That's my man.
At Whitfield's. He came up to me, was talking to him for 5-10 minutes, and always great catching up with G. He's doing a real good job at Fairmont. Saw a lot of people, saw our man, one of my best buddies, Jeff Shaw, there doing a little recruiting for the hometown. Well, I shouldn't say my hometown, but the local Seton Hill. So always great to see, you know, Shaw boy, one of the best in the business, and G. So it's cool to see those guys. They both asked about you, as always.
That's my dude. No doubt about it. I'll tell you, I first met G. Oh boy. Years and years ago, because my good buddy Danny Bruni went to Waynesburg, and then I met up with them. And his twin brother is the assistant coach out at Stevens Institute University, which is in Hoboken, New Jersey, where my brother used to live. And they got a dude, like a top 5 team in the country in D3. So he's like the associate head coach. Yeah, man. And Abon, I think he was a national finalist stud, twin brother of G. That.
I didn't know G was a twin.
G has a twin. I'll show you a picture when we're done.
Did not know G was a twin.
Yep. Okay. 285, Bubby. Is it me or you?
Boys. I don't know. It's you.
Okay.
I'm odds, you're evens.
Yep. All right. I got this is pretty chalky for me, except for the bottom. I got Turk in the first quarterfinal. I got Turk over Gallus. I think Gallus is, you know, he's a big boy. I think he has a good chance, like, if he slows the match down to win a couple nice matches here. I got McCullough over Riak in the next quarterfinal. So McCullough from North Allegheny. And then I got Albert and Ben Lord in the next quarterfinal. I got Albert winning that one in a match that they've wrestled a few times this year. I think it'll be close, but Albert's one of those dudes that I saw at the Bergenstown tournament and been on since.
You've been high on him ever since that. You texted me that day.
Yep. So, and then the next one is, you know, the first, this Cam Dan and D'Angelo Hamilton match is one of the first round matches that people are going to want to turn into. Obviously, I'm close with the West Allegheny program, and Cam's a good dude. And
somebody's getting pinned in that match.
Dude, those two are hammers. They're really good, and they're both athletic and strong kids. So, you know, you look at the records. D'Angelo Hammond's 29-10. Cam Dana, 32-12. A lot of victories between those two kids. So one of my favorite first round matches. I saw that and I was like, oh, I like that one. So, but I got Hamilton winning that one in a tight one. I got Tustin over Hamilton. And then I got Albert over Tustin in a very close one, making the finals. On the top side, I got Turk over McCona, and I got Turk over Albert in the finals. On the bottom side, I got Tustin over McCona. Just pretty chalky on here, McCona from North Allegheny. But I can see a bunch of kids. Like I really like Ben Lloyd here. I think he's gonna do Ryder Ekus is pretty good. That matchup's really good. Like I like the heavyweight class. I think it's a sneaky nice class, buddy.
I agree. I have up top, I have Turk in the semis. I have Rierich out of Armstrong making it into the semis as well. So I have Turk and Rierich up top.
Yeah.
On the bottom side, I have Ben Lloyd in the semis taking on Roan Tustin. Finals, I have Turk and Tustin. I have Tustin over Turk in the finals. So I have Tustin 1, Shepherd Turk 2. Drop down, I have Philip Rierich of Armstrong taking third, and I have Cam Dana of West A taking fourth. I have Dana going on a little bit of a run here. I actually have Hamilton beating Dana in the first round, and just how it kind of plays out. I feel like it's a tough road, like. Because if you lose to Tustin, I feel like, well, it's how I have my bracket.
I got Hamilton after he takes that loss, running all the way back through and losing in the blood round.
Yeah, so I have Dan. Like I have
whoever Dana wins that has a very good shot to come back through.
I have Dana losing in the first round, and then I have him winning four in a row to get to the third and fourth place match. How my bracket looks, it would put excuse me. It would put Dana and Lloyd in the blood round, how I have it.
Okay.
And I took Dana over Lloyd in that blood round match. My sleeper, I would have to go with Dana. He's the 10 seed, and I have him advancing. So that'll be my my sleeper pick here for the big boys.
I got Hamilton as my sleeper. So my bracket buster there. I mean, that's why I said I feel like that first round match is. That's fire, dude.
I don't think they do an OW, but let's say they do. Who's your OW?
Oh boy. I feel like it's gotta be the winner of 189, 215, something like that, right? The toughest weight classes in my opinion, right? Some of the lighter weight classes like 127 is really good, deep. I don't know. Go ahead, you pick yours, and then I have like three guys in my head.
Yeah. So when initially for me, thinking of it, based on how I had my brackets, I had Dylan Barrett in the conversation being a four. I had him winning it from the four seed, so I figured that has to stand for something. Yeah. Cooper Roskowski, because I think that is one of the most top heavy weight classes, and for him to win that, I think that would have to stand for something.
Yep.
And Maddox Shaw, just because of just how he's going to do it. And if he meets Reiner in the finals, it would come down to those three for me. And I would probably lean towards Barrett just because of the winning it from the four. It's coming from the four.
Yeah.
That's what would do it for me. Now, if somebody pins their way to the finals and gets bonus, yep, that's them. But for how I have my brackets for the four seed winning it, I would have to go there because there is some depth at that weight.
So I got like the three names that popped in my head: Nate Campbell, the Norwood cat, tough as nails. I think that I have him winning 189. I got Benny at 127, who I think has got a good shot to.
Oh shit! I forgot about that too.
Yeah, because 127 so loaded, and Benny's looks right fantastic there all year. You know, he's only got a few losses in a really, really tough schedule. And then the third guy I got is Kernan. I think Kernan, dude, he's been teching and putting up so many points all year. I don't think that's going to stop this weekend.
If he puts up the points that he has all year, he'll have a great shot at it.
Yeah.
Because when he scores in freaking flurries.
Yep. Agreed. So those are the couple names that come into my head. I think 285 Shepherd Turk has been fantastic all year. You can't roll him out. So those are some of the names I think of. But Maddox Shaw, obviously, I'm probably one of the best guys in the entire WIP. Landon Sandin and Sloboda, the winner of that match, is, you know, got a good shot. So yeah. What else do we got, brother? I think that's pretty much it, man. We made our picks. Send us your picks. Give us your picks in the you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be it for every weight. Give us your favorite weight class, the weight class you're interested in. Tweet us, you know, debate us. Tell us where we're wrong. Tell us where you're right. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hour and a half.
Give us a feedback. And again, we always say it. We want everyone to do well. The picks are nothing.
Yep.
They're nothing personal. It's just we like some to give you guys some content for you guys. Wish everyone the best of luck this weekend. Donnie and I will both be there Friday and Saturday. Yep. Come say hello, chop it up with us. I'm looking forward to it. I know you are too, Donnie.
It's always a great one, man, over there at Camden McMillan High School. It's always a blast. And like we said, you know, how they have everything set up, you know, the quarterfinals are Friday night, the semis are in the morning or in the afternoon on Saturday. It's just, you know, it's one of my favorite events of the year. You know, just sitting up there on the perch and just checking out some freaking dogfights. And what's great is, like, you see all these coaches. We didn't talk about any coaches tonight, which, you know, I'm sure they love that. But in a way, man, we love so many of these coaches. And we get to see all of them battle each other in so many different interactions and you know, how they get after it. So it's just a lot of fun.
Speaking of the coaches, they did it at AA. Obviously, they vote on the coach of the year.
Yeah.
Who do you think will win coach of the year in AAA?
I don't know, man. It's going to be close. I would say, honestly, if I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Who do you think it'll be? And if it were you, who would you vote for?
Oh, okay. Who do I think it's going to be is Swink from Connellsville.
I agree. I think it'll be Coach Swink. Deservedly so.
Right. Now, if Bethel Park would have made the state tournament, if they would have beat Franklin Regional, because I think that they would have done well at the state tournament, I think you could make a good argument for now would be the coach of the year.
Yeah.
Just because where Bethel Park, really, no one was really expecting them. They came out of nowhere and they jumped levels so fast. So you got to give him some credit on that as well. But either way, man, like, you can't go wrong. I think Swink's got a good chance, and Leiby is another one. His boys, they were fantastic all year. Coach Tark, you know, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll be Swink. But yeah, that'll be interesting. I'm excited to see. I always like seeing it just to see how the other coaches view it, because they do.
And that's the biggest thing. The coaches vote on it, right, man? So that means a lot.
Yeah, and they do they give a junior high coach award, an assistant coach. Like, I like seeing that. So, and because all these coaches are there for the kids, we know that. But it's nice seeing certain people get recognized for their time and effort they put in. Because as much as some people don't want to see it, those coaches put a damn lot of time into it. As do the kids, obviously. But
yeah,
you know, they have lives at home, families at home, and
they're not doing it for the money. They're not in this sport, you know what I mean?
Unless you're coaching at Penn State or Iowa or something.
Right, exactly. So with all that being said, we love you guys out there. Enjoy the Whippio tournament. Come say hi to us. Come bullshit with us. Come tweet us. Do whatever. We're so excited to see you guys. Until next week, love y'all. That was it for another edition of Near Falls and the Whippio, brought to you always by Switch Custom Apparel.